I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. He has been ripped by everybody, from the former president to an Arkansas prosecutor claiming, or an Arizona prosecutor claiming, he's too soft on crime. Senate Republicans have even called for Governor Hochul to give him the boot. But Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says, look at the numbers, people, referring to the drop in the overall crime stats here in the city since he's been on the job. Bragg sat down for a one-on-one with 1010 Wednesday to set the record straight for all of his naysayers. And so that's where we begin this Wednesday afternoon. Here's Mac Rosenberg with the DA, who says the numbers don't lie.
Crime is down, but people don't feel that way. And the DA acknowledges there is more work to do to get back to pre-pandemic levels. One way to do it might be a focus on recidivists.
So we've been focusing on that population. We've been coordinating. I've met in the last couple of weeks with a number of commanding officers to focus on the people who are repeatedly engaging in illegal conduct.
He says 18% of people arrested for shoplifting in Manhattan account for about 40% of the arrests. When it comes to violent crime in the subways, it's down 9% in the borough this year.
We sent out some folks, our community navigators, to a particular train stop to intervene and engage with unhoused persons. So we're doing this every single day.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And for the record, we asked Alvin Bragg about the start of next week's hush money trial against Donald Trump. He's made it clear he's not saying one word about it, avoiding all references and subsequently all finger pointing. Well, it's official. The New Jersey Transit Board has voted to approve a 15% fare hike that's supposed to kick in a few weeks after New York's congestion pricing plan. There were people out front protesting the vote, but it didn't help.
Just before the Jersey Transit Board meeting began to push through this 15% spike in the fare, a small group of demonstrators outside, including Alex Ambrose.
Honestly, this fare hike is anything but fair. This proposal disproportionately will impact poor families, families of color, that are already struggling financially. Today we are here to tell the board to vote no, to stand up for everyday riders that are struggling.
Jersey Transit insists they have no choice here. They have a $120 million shortfall in their budget this year, and next year they're facing a staggering loss of nearly $1 billion without this increase. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Jersey Transit headquarters here in Newark.
Yeah, this marks the first time the NJT has raised fares in nearly a decade. The gatekeepers say the NJT has held the line for years while adding more services on more than 100 bus routes. But the agency says we can't hold out any longer and we had to do something. The increase also eliminates the so-called Flex Pass discount. A New York senator's bill to protect the owners of stolen cell phones has passed a codes committee now. Senator Jessica Scarsella Spanton's bill, it's S7739, also called Brian Simonson's Law. It's named for a police detective here who was killed in February 2019 while responding to an armed robbery at a cell phone store. This new bill would make cell phones less attractive to thieves if they're rendered useless.
This legislation basically sets to require the NYPD, when there's a report of a stolen cell phone, to contact that provider and have the cell phone service immediately shut off.
DEA President Paul DiGiacomo thanked the senator for sponsoring the bill, calling it an important bill that'll keep New Yorkers safe. Says making those devices useless puts an end to the violent black market. Down at Lincoln Center, what a treat. A preview of the exhibition of Tony Bennett's historic collection before it starts a two-day auction here next week. And who else but Juliet Papa got to check it all out, and she says it's got everything.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous.
And it certainly is to see Tony Bennett's personal items on display.
I thought it was incredible that Tony lived only a couple of blocks from here. We're standing at Jazz at Lincoln Center, right across from Central Park.
That's David Korins, creative director of the exhibition. Tony sketched in the park and painted the park from his window. Cody Frederick of Julian's explaining.
We also happen to have his painting easel that was in his room right next to the window.
There are watches inscribed by Frank Sinatra, Lady Gaga, signed sheet music. Check it all out on juliansauctions.com. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Again, Tony Bennett, A Life Well Lived will open for a two-day auction starting next Thursday, but you can see the articles ahead of time today through Tuesday of next week from 6 to 11. In other news, an arrest warrant today for the mother of a pair of twin toddlers found dead in a Bronx home back in December. This coming a month after the ME ruled the children, 5 months old, were smothered by their mom. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny says Gloria Asamoah is currently in a hospital, but she'll be taken into police custody once she's cleared.
She's back in a psych ward. She's not free to leave at any given time. She's there until doctors clear her, and at that point she will be taken into custody by the NYPD. She's already been indicted for multiple counts, felony charges, including murder times two for both children.
Police had originally said no criminality was involved after the distraught mom called 911 December 18th to report that her children, Gianna and George, weren't breathing. They say there was no sign of trouble or abuse at the house. Well, 10 weeks later, an autopsy revealed the babies died of asphyxia, meaning they were choked. Police say a pair of thugs pretending to be gatekeepers at a subway station in Greenwich Village beat up a kid and robbed him Saturday morning when he didn't pay up. The 17-year-old was on the mezzanine at the West 4th Street station when the men demanded a cash for him to pass. He told them to buzz off, and they started punching him in the head and stole his skateboard and his necklace. They ran off. EMS arrived and took the teen to the hospital. He's in stable condition. There's video of one of the clowns running off with the boy's skateboard. It's on our website. If you recognize him, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.